91X News.
It's 11 degrees with clear skies ahead. I'm John Baldrick with 91X News. U.S. President Barack Obama says he and the leaders of Canada and Mexico are launching a new bid to pare back regulations in hopes of bolstering trade and creating more jobs. At a three-way North American summit with Stephen Harper and Mexico's President Felipe Calderon, Obama said the three will go through the books to simplify regulations and eliminate others that aren't needed. Three-way trade among the U.S., Canada, and Mexico now exceeds $1 trillion, and Obama says he wants to see that number rise. The three leaders also discussed immigration and the war on drugs during their one-day summit. Obama praised Calderon for great courage in standing up to Mexico's cartels. Four Quinte Region groups will receive nearly $500,000 in funding to help improve water in the Bay of Quinte. The Great Lakes Sustainability Fund is providing money to clean up the areas in the Great Lakes Basin. The funding will be used to stop the loss of wildlife and fish habitat, as well as clean up the contamination in the Bay of Quinte. A gloomy forecast from Bank of Canada Governor Mark Carney. He says, while economic conditions are improving in the short term, the future for Canada is not so bright. Carney warns that unless there's radical change, our economy may be reaching the limits of its longer-term growth potential. He says the economy has been depending on consumer spending and trading to the United States to keep its head above water, but both options are tapped out. The Canadian government has recently decided to drop the penny. The decision is estimated to save $11 million a year. Loyalist students had a chance to put their 2 cents in on the matter.
No more wishing wells for me, I guess. Cost me 5 cents.
There's so many pennies now. Like, what's going to happen with all of them?
There's a lot of pennies floating around, so it's the fact that they're now useless.
Every Canadian out there has 1,000 pennies just sitting in their house doing nothing with them. So I think it's fair that we discontinued the penny.
I think there's so many pennies out there, it won't make a difference.
A lot of the times they end up in take a penny, leave a penny boxes, so I don't really care.
Australia hasn't had a penny for years.
Are they going to jip me money when I go to the grocery store and I need 4 cents back? Do I get 5 cents or do I only get nothing back?
Their thoughts used to be worth a penny, but now they'll be rounded up to the nearest nickel. A conservative senator is sporting a new hairdo after losing a charity boxing match to Liberal MP Justin Trudeau. As part of a bet, Patrick Brazeau had his long hair lopped off today in the foyer of the House of Commons. He must also wear a Liberal hockey jersey with Trudeau's name on the back for the rest of the week. Underdog Trudeau beat odds-on favorite Brazeau on Saturday night when the referee stopped the bout in the third round. That's 91X News to 202. Here's Dan Canatero with sports.
Good afternoon. I'm Dan Canatero of 91X Sports. There are 6 games upon us in the association tonight. The Raptors have an off night. They're back in action tomorrow against the Bobcats. The other notable action includes the Bulls hosting the 8th place Houston Rockets. 2011 MVP Derrick Rose will miss his 10th straight game due to a groin injury. Bulls are 14-7 without Rose this season. The best team in the NBA, the Oklahoma City Thunder, look to extend their 6-game winning streak. Rudy Gay and the Memphis Grizzlies are next on the schedule for the Thunder to feast on. Mavs tangle with the Blake Show and the Clippers. T-Wolves entertain Tyreek Evans and the Sacramento Kings. Jazz look to play that funky music and lead Portland with a victory. And finally, the Wizards look to cast a spell on Montoya Ellis and the Bucks. The NHL is a very light schedule today. Both games are playoff implications, though. The LA Kings defenseman Drew Doughty is coming off scoring his 10th goal of the season. Looks to continue his good play hosting the Oilers. Oilers are currently looking towards next season, as they've already been eliminated from the playoffs, but would like to play spoiler. Phoenix and San Jose will be watching the Coyotes from their tied with the Kings with 91 points, and Idle San Jose has 90 points. Speaking about Canada's game, the weekly awards were given out today. Philly forward Wayne Simmonds had a 5-point week. Bruins defenseman and captain Zdeno Chara grabbed second star. And last but not least, tender Mike Smith posted 2 shutouts, including an amazing stat. He hasn't allowed a goal in 139 minutes and 59 seconds, dating all the way back to March 24th. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's John Baldrick with 91x Weather.
For the rest of today, expect a lot of sun and a high of 11. Tonight, we're going to see some clear skies ahead and a low of -3. And Tuesday, expect even more sun, but increasing cloudiness in the afternoon with a 60% chance of showers later on in the evening. And the temperature will stay steady at about 7 degrees. Right now, it is 11. I'm John Baldrick with Dan Canatero, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.